Blackstone Audiobooks presents By the Grand Canal by William Riviere. Though gravedigger's toil is long, sharp their spades, their muscles strong, they but thrust their buried men back in the human mind again. W. B. Yeats. 1. The diplomat Hugh Thurn arrived back in Venice 2 days after the armistice. It was already dusk, but as he followed the porter who was trundling a barrow with his suitcases down to the quay, he glanced around delightedly at the grey houses, dull water, brown light. Far off, a scrawl of lightning flickered, and after several seconds, faint thunder growled. A few heavy drops of rain fell, and then nothing. Thurn was so tall, and when no action was required of him, would stand so upright and so still for so long, that when he'd been at Cambridge in the 90s, one young lady whom he had often taken out on the river had called him the Heron, or her darling Heron. Among his friends, the name had stuck. And now, immediately feeling reinvigorated to be back on the Grand Canal after the train journey from Rome, in his tweed ulster and his trilby, he stood straight and immobile for a minute in the gondola, his eyes rejoicing in the vessels at the wharf. Then he sat down, crossed his long legs comfortably, and at once took pleasure in a damp gust that swept the fresh water smell of coming rain across the bright...